Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. Don't forget, we love it when you do the show with us. So send through your voice notes. 063-688-0959. More than happy to get your thoughts on the conversations we've been having tonight. A moment ago, we spoke about the markets, then on to all things mining. Now we take a look at another key sector that contributes greatly to the South African economy, and that's banking. But when it comes to banking in South Africa, we're well aware that various lobby groups have been highlighting concerns around the lack of transformation within our banking space. To tell us more, we're joined by the Managing Director of the Banking Association of South Africa, Bongiwe Kunene, to help us unpack how the organization is looking for a new scorecard to address the inequalities and concerns brought about by our history of apartheid. Mam Bongiwe, such a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Coco.
Always excited to speak to you, especially on this key theme of inequality. Maybe let's just start with understanding the concerns that BASA is bringing to the table regarding the review of the financial sector code.
Yeah, so in the financial sector code, it's a community of all stakeholders in finance. And when the decisions are made, they are made for a five-year period. So the scorecard we are using in the report that we've just issued comes from the decisions taken for the period 2018 to 2023. And of course, it's our 2024 report, as we've said. So if you look at the changes in terms of employment patterns, they change year on year, but they don't really change dramatically. So the figures that we've reported would be the figures of the information that we collected for 2023. That's the first thing. And we are suggesting that when you evaluate the numbers, you should look at the whole, the total number of who is employed on the management score. Because at the bottom, junior managers, it's now, without a doubt, predominantly black at 90%. And of course, it narrows as you go right up to the top. And the top, I define it in two ways. There's a top, which is the board, and then the top, which is the most senior executive. At board levels, when you have a reflection of how bank boards used to be and where they're at now, you see that there's been real movement. If you are looking at the C-suites of the banks, you would also see that there's movement, but it's not what we would like to see at this stage, because it hasn't moved swift enough. And we know the reason why it doesn't move swift enough. At that highest level, the people would have worked for a number of years already at C level. So by the time they become either finance director or director of strategy or CIO, see anything, they would have been in the system, banking system, for years.
Got you.
That's
and
why
I think this
it's
is
taking so long.
Got you. From what I understand, you're essentially saying as an organization that the pace of transformation is too slow when we look at the overall figures. And this is symbolic and rather substantive. I'm keen to understand from your point of view what this tells us about the financial sector code and the policies in place. I guess they're working in some regards, but not at the very top of leadership, which is where we also need to see sufficient change. Am I understanding correctly?
Slightly. The issue is not the pace, because we see the pace. It's proceeding very well at the bottom. But we are saying that at senior top level, senior topmost level, you are beginning to see changes not occurring dramatically, because that's a function of turnover. Any level at a C-suite level, any person employed there would come in mostly not less than 4 years. So even if there's turnover, it would come in due time. Mm-hmm. And most of the people get there through a very laborious process, because they eventually then they become CE or at that level. They had gone through a series of competence levels and they reached that. That's the last ladder that they can reach. And once they are there, the institutions that have put them there don't want them to leave in a dramatic fashion. For any CE or a person at that level appointed, there's usually a very steady time that they stay in that job before there's new blood. That's why the change is not visibly high at that level.
Mm-hmm. This is very important because it speaks to transformation right across the sector and the scope of transformation, yeah, including the voting rights of not only people of color or previously disadvantaged South Africans who fall under the BEE codes, but also the economic, yeah, interests and voting rights of women. How have we been faring, yeah, there in that particular regard?
There's been a lot of focus on women. So let me start with just skills development in total for the banking industry. The number that we are showing for 2023 is quite high. I don't have the number in front of me. I apologize. I'm talking to you. I'm in a taxi. But it's very, very high, that number. And it's that pool that one uses to determine whether the changes have occurred or not occurred. So what I'll tell you when it comes to women, because these are numbers close to my heart, 62% of junior managers in terms of women, we've reached that 62%. For bank middle managers, it's 38%. For senior bank managers, it's 25%. Then you see a dramatic drop coming to top senior levels at 11%. So we are saying that 11% for women need to be improved. Because that's not reflective of where we want to be. But you can see, if you start with 62 at the bottom, that there are improvements, and it's diminishing as you go up because of the call that by the time you reach this senior top level, you need a big pool to pull from. You're pulling people. The pool is quite thin. And we are saying, put more people at the two levels in the middle, which is where there is 38 and where there is 25. That's the middle managers, because that's middle, and senior middle. You really need to put more black women there so that there is sufficient scope for competition to allow visibility and chances, because all of this is competitive. People are not given position. They compete for these positions and they get to be appointed.
This data does give us a lot more clarity, Mambongi. When I understand you are on the move here in the city of Cape Town, in the hustle of bustle of SONA, as well as the mining in Durban. So we're appreciative of your time tonight. But on this data, as you say, it gives us a really interesting perspective that we're making progress in terms of transformation, especially from an entry level point of view, middle management.
We are.
It's really at the top in terms of management and control, where we have yet to see that transformation. And women are also being considered again at the foundation of the pyramid, but not at its apex. As an industry, and I guess as a representative of the Banking Association of South Africa, what's our messaging then, I guess, as banks or to the banks in terms of how best to shift this narrative and really get to a point where we're able to adequately reflect the demographics of South Africa within the banking institutions of our country? What do we need to do differently in order to adequately meet these targets on a sustainable basis?
We really need to strengthen the pipeline. And when it comes to the competitive space of how you put people to the test getting into those positions, there's a lot of building that is happening. I think we just need to do more. Because when you look at the skills spent, who is getting developed? Women are also in that pool of who is getting developed. But then it probably speaks to who gets to be mentored, gets to be coached, and the power of producing more and more of people who would be able to compete successfully for these positions.
And on that note, I guess to close off with, we acknowledge that transformation is a priority in a country like South Africa, but we're also trying to ensure that nobody feels left out or ostracized or even turned against. How do we get the buy-in, not only of our white South African counterparts, but of males as well, to drive this agenda forward?
So I'll start by saying that transformation is an imperative for our country. And it's an imperative also in banking. And I also want to acknowledge what has been done up to now. It's a matter of the depth of it, that it needs to be deep enough and get the buy-in at all levels. As you can appreciate, it's not going to happen without very strong measures in each bank being taken to make sure that there's representation at all levels, not just of women, but all races. And you make it an imperative by getting the buy-in also of men. Because mentoring, if a woman has got to be mentored or coached, it won't be a success if it is only gender-based, woman to woman. It's got to cut across. Same for mentoring, same for coaching, and then sponsoring the women when it comes to giving those special tasks and also giving very difficult tasks and making sure that people are pulled into these multidisciplinary tasks that prove the mentor of their skills in different capacities. And unless that is done systemically, it's going to take a very long time to see the changes we're talking about.
100%. Deliberate action and intentional outcomes that do need to be applied. Such a pleasure speaking to you and really appreciate your time this evening, Mambongiwe. Looking forward to following up on this conversation, especially perhaps closer to the time of International Women's Month, where we can shine a light on female leaders who have made it, the likes of Mary Vilakazi, Hannah Siddiqui, yes, as well, and other banking executives, and most importantly, yes, ongoing efforts to get the buy-in from various other groups. Thank you again for your time this evening, ma'am.
Thanks.
Thank you. That's Bongiwe Kunene, Managing Director of the Banking Association of South Africa, giving us some details and data into how they view the transformation agenda of the banks in South Africa. And whilst we've made progress, think of it as a triangle, a pyramid, where largely when it comes to entry-level management and those roles, we've really seen a level of increased participation, both for men, both for women, and of course in terms of black South Africans. But the challenge typically comes in further at the top part in terms of seniority and directorship and board membership roles. Yes, there are some instances we have seen some amazing appointments in South Africa, especially in some of our financial services institutions and banks. I mentioned Mary Vilakazi, CEO of First Rand, Hannah Siddiqui, who's the CEO of Bidvest Financial Services, which is the bank part now being sold off to another entity. But there have been some changes. Even if you think about African Bank, who previously had... her name slips my mind, but it will come to me. I promise I'll get it to you. She's her sister's the Auditor General there in Jabs. The name will come to me, but we have seen some shifts. But we also need to have very honest and robust conversations about how we get everybody's buy-in. How do our white South Africans feel about transformation? Is it something that they support? Do they feel ostracized? How do we make it a focus for everyone? What about our male counterparts? How do we get them on board to make sure that there really is a unified approach? Yes, to make sure that meritocracy is prioritized, but that we do democratize access for all genders and largely those who have been ostracized given South Africa's checkered past. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Woof. Share your voice notes. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this one. 063-688-0959. The name has come to me. Thank you, Njabs. The former CEO of African Bank, the female who was appointed to head up and drive the growth of the good bank at the time, as it was described, is Basani Maluleke. See, there are some women, but we need more. How do we get there? Share your thoughts. 063-688-0959. If you happen to be a white South African or a male with a different view, you're more than welcome to share your thoughts too.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.